It's back.
On the air.
And it's bigger. And it's better. Than ever before.
It's the all new
Paul Hunt Radio Hour.
What sort of music?
Central Radio.
Music for everybody.
Central Radio.
All types of music.
On the Paul Hunt Radio Hour.
From Liverpool, this is Central Radio.
Central Radio.
It's the Paul Hunt Radio Hour. Be afraid, be very afraid. And this is the sound of Russ Ballard. I don't know when this was released, but I think it was the 80s. Play this one for Brian Grant and his fanny bag full of wacky backy. It's Paul Hunt on Central Radio playing your songs you've never heard of before. Oh, here's DJ Alien. I'll let DJ Alien in just before the riff.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. The operation was a success.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
As I say, big up to Jim Brown, whose birthday is Wednesday. From Anne. What's Anne's surname?
Don't know. Mrs. Anne.
Anne? Anne, what's your surname? Anne again? Another? Going to tune to Central on FM and Medium Wave and the World Wide Web. Central Radio, Paddy Radio for Merseyside. Not off, mate. Paul Hunt Radio Hour on Central Radio. Live in Afghanistan. He's a nice guy, Alf, isn't he?
It's the Three on a Bed Show.
and a jukebox and a fanny bag full of wacky backy. We went to see the boat that rocked, didn't we, young man, DJ Alien?
We did indeed, and it was fantastic, mate.
Just gonna play a little clip from it now. Here we go.
Are you listening to your transistor radio? Get closer to the radio. Get closer again. Put your ear to the radio.
Boo! We just had a text in, and that got 2 out of 10 on our film show. Okay, I'm going to press a button. I don't know what it does, but... Oh, it stopped the music, but that's okay. Paul Hunt, Radio Hour. Actually, it's less than that. It's about 55 minutes, actually. If you want to ring the station, it's 07721-428-909. Our website is www.centralradio.info. Oh. Don't you just love this song? This is Blue Boy. Play this for all you blue noses. Everton are playing at Wembley. Not today, you fool. That DJ Alien knows nothing about football.
I do, but not much about Everton.
Everton have reached the final of the FA Cup. Good on you, mate.
Remember me. I'm the one.
I was on the internet the other day, trying to get a date. Computer said no. And then the girl said no. And Brian Grant said no.
Rough.
And don't forget, folks, you can telephone the station 07721-428-909. I don't know why you would, but you might just want to put a request in. If we like it, we'll play it. Just to let you know, folks, DJ... silence in the studio, lads! DJ Alien nearly didn't make it today. His car broke down.
I know. I had to get a lift off Mr. Grant.
He got a piggyback off Brian Grant and his fanny bag. If you'd have ran behind Jim Brown, you might have saved a bit more money.
Well, if this was something like BBC Radio, would have after been here yesterday.
And I haven't got a clue what he's on about either. So how much did you spend on your car, young man?
Nothing, yeah.
No, how much did you buy your car for?
Ooh, I'll be telling.
You just can't get the stuff. Central Radio. Live. Pirate Radio. Biff. For me.
The Central Radio Guide on how to be a professional broadcaster. Lesson 32. When reporting on a news item, always make sure to use your words correctly and take extra care when reporting on sensitive news items.
The coroner in Kendal has returned an open verdict on a joiner who's thought to have shot himself in the head with a nail gun. Michael Holden was described by the coroner, Ian Smith, as a troubled young man, but said no one could know what was going through his mind at the time.
When making gardening programmes with Scottish people, never wander onto the subject of berries or fruit.
We came across what was obviously to us a black cunt, that the locals knew gooseberry-like things and red cunt-like things, but they'd never seen a black cunt-like things. So the locals were very wary, and we just stuffed ourselves, because we knew that any currant, like any bramble-type plant, is edible.
And when talking to live callers on the air, always check first for any speech impediments before extracting the urine.
The pet from the open.
It's a can you just do us a favour? Can you give your phone a bang or something, or give it a clean with
or
some...
Or take the sock off that you're talking through.
Hello!
I've got a hairless and cleft palate, so it might sound strange.
Oh! And if you're lucky enough to read the news, never leave your phone in the studio.
It's evidence over Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction has accused the reporter involved.
This one we like.
Apologise for this. Somebody's left their telephone in the studio. So sorry.
That was DJ Alien.
And try and pronounce difficult names.
Japan's Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi has apologised for World War II atrocities committed by his country.
The Central Radio Guide on how to be a professional broadcaster.
Well, that was good. We like that one, don't we?
We did. We like that one very much.
Okay, right, get on with it. Moving on to the next segment, we've got the sound of the Shaman.
Shaman on
Central Radio. We're all raving here in the audience. In the studio!
Yeah!
Oh!
Big box, little box. With Eyeball Paul.
Told you to turn off, you were warned.
I will not fail nor falter, I shall succeed. My perception is altered, I do believe. Faith is so strong, now nothing shall bar my way. From conviction, no fiction, this is my day. Below me, revolving above the sky. I feel no fear, to be here is oh so fine. Shining brightly like sunlight inside
well,
my mind.
You know that any mountain is capable of moving. The shaman of the new generation who are proving. You can be what you wanna be. Let your soul and your body and your mind be free. One of a kind. We all are that, but going all the way is where I'm at. With delivery smooth like water from a fountain. That's why I can move any mountain.
Central Radio, lovely.
Got any viewers?
You feel a new sensation.
Got any Brian Grants?
Changing motion.
Got any fanny bags?
Get yourself
oh yes.
The next transition, the time is right.
Got any Jim Browns?
My vision, one nation, one
I've got Yuki Brown.
Come the mic to move any mountain.
Any good tunes? Lovely!
Control ascending, I stand so high, earth below me, we shining brightly like sunlight inside my mind.
I'll sort it out.
It's all done quiet.
No, you can't get this stuff.
Hey,
hey, I told you to switch you off. Where'd you get your fanny bag from?
Fanny
bags are us. You can't get this stuff. Paul Hunt on Central Radio. I did tell you to turn off, but you warned. You were all warned. This is the sound of Sugar Babes. Like sugar on me cornflakes, really. And Sugar Babes versus Gary Numan.
Let me lay it on the line. I've got a little freaking mess inside. And you know that a man is careful with it, with it. I don't care what they say. I'm not about to pay nobody's way.
We're just having a little chat about the Sugar Babes. Name me another song by the Sugar Babes. Go on.
Push the button.
I've no idea.
See? Exactly. Nobody can remember another song by the Sugar Babes apart from Push the Button.
Walk This Way, but that was with Girls Aloud.
Not bringing him again. Paul Hunt on the radio, and it's not working out like I thought it would. DJ Alien, can't you get back in your car? It doesn't work.
No point, it doesn't work.
And we were just talking, folks, while the record was on, about Extremes, the hairdressing shop. And we were saying that one of the lads from The Real People, who's from a fabulous band, The Real People. For want of repetition. Repartition. I never got my hair cut there, but you did, didn't you?
I did.
Would you like to expand? Can you come closer to the mic? You're too far away on this big bed.
Okay. I used to get my hair cut there, and Chris was like the assistant hairdresser. And Craig Charles used to pop in, and other, I would imagine, other stars of that ilk.
Craig Charles. He was a poet. Red Dwarf.
As well, yeah. So, and it was the hip place to
Coronation Street, in fact.
Yeah, it was the hip place to get your hair cut.
And just moving over swiftly to my left, we've got Brian, Funny Bag, Brian Grant. Funny old world, isn't it? Funny old world. You went there, didn't you, young man?
Yeah, Chris, done my hair. I got a Malin streak done. Like, all the blonde bit on the top was white, and I had the sides of it done black. And then a couple of months later, I went back and I got my hair done, Rich Mahogany. Anybody ever dyed the hair Rich Mahogany back then, back in the 80s? Oh, everyone did back then. It was great.
What colour's Rich Mahogany?
Oh, red. I think it was just for faggots.
Faggot Radio. And a big shout out to Jim Brown, who's happy birthday, 60th on Wednesday, from Anne.
That's it, faggots, that you get in gravy. You know, in the tin.
Oh, yeah, we weren't saying nothing about faggots other than the edible kind of faggots.
Yeah.
Anyway, big shout out to everyone on Bootle Forum website. I'm Forum, and so is he. And so's...
DJ Alien.
Yep. Three on a bed show. Three DJs, all the big guns out, playing all the best tunes for you with a jukebox of juicy tunes.
Alright.
Juicy tunes, alright. Apparently, I've just been informed when Jim Brown is out the building, Brian Grant and his Funny Bag are second in command. Get the kettle on, lad. Get the kettle on. Come on. Ginger nuts out there. Ginger nuts. Come on. Watch your nuts. All right. You want to see his ginger nuts? Brian Grant, we want to see the colour of your ginger nuts. Come on. All right.
They're actually mahogany.
Awful, Uncle Fred. Oh, you're that awful. Oh.
So what have you been doing the weekend, young man? It's Monday today, if you didn't know. So what have you been up to? I haven't seen you for a while, you ugly person.
Oh, cheers. This and that.
And you got a young lady, haven't you? You want to give it a shout out?
Hello, Nikki Naki New.
I knew a girl called Nikki once. No, I knew a few times, and her name is Nikki Naki New.
Was it now?
She got mahogany hair.
No.
Not the same girl with a white streak.
No, you're talking about Mr. Grant, aren't you?
You've been masquerading as Nikki Naki New there, Brian Grant.
Well, you know, I've always thought he was a bit odd.
You might have. I want to see his passport, because it might say, Brian Grant, a.k.a. Nikki Naki New.
Actually, it might be in his fanny bag.
Yeah, we're going to rifle through your fanny bag now. Here we go. You're in tune to the madness of Paul Hunt, DJ Alien and Brian Grant on Central Radio, pirate radio for Merseyside. Watch the way we drop it. It's the sound of Groove Armada. And I promise not to talk over this anymore and ruin it for you.
Alright.
plastic on your mind. Proper bass line, I go prop and provide. My MC super, I go dab on the ride. Sometimes, can you feel the pressure just unwind?
Paul Hunt, Central Radio International, Pirate Radio for Merseyside. If you want to email the station, it's merseyradio@yahoo.com. Telephone 07721 428 909. We'll do our best to play your tunes. Alright.
The way we drop it in a mix time. Rise and amplify it when we come in.
On Central Radio. Been informed we're on the airwaves in a couple of weeks. I believe there's another bank holiday, isn't that right, DJ Alien?
Yes, if you look at your diary, you will see that there's bank holiday the last Monday this month.
Fantastic, that means we'll meet again.
Some sunny day, hopefully.
So that's three DJs in a bed and a jukebox all over again.
On a bed, not in it.
On the bed, on the bed. May I remind you, it's on the bed, on the bed. Anyway, coming up now is Moby or Mobby. You look a little bit like Mobby, don't you?
No, I look like Moby Wan Kenobi.
Why does my heart feel so bad? Wasn't that an advert? Because didn't he sell all his songs on the album to adverts, like advertising underarm sprays? Or was that the Police?
It was everyone. Loads of people done it.
Why does my heart why does my soul feel so bad? Why does my heart feel so bad? Why does my soul does my heart feel so bad? Why does my soul feel so bad? Why does my heart
Paul Hunt, Central Radio. Don't forget, phone station if you want a request. 07721 428909. So how are we getting on with all those text messages there, DJ Alien?
We're just looking at them, compiling them now. There's loads.
He's a good liar.
Why does my soul?
I'll ask that one again. How are we getting on?
Yeah, there's one off someone called Mr. Brian Grant saying, get on with it.
We got one from James in the Whittle. Wants us to play a song from his new band, The Shebang. So we'll root that one out and play that in about a record or two. And that's coming up soon. A song by a new band called The Shebangs. They're based in the Whittle. Fantastic. The tea's coming. Absolutely amazing.
So we can get the staff.
We can get the staff. We have
the staff.
We have the technology.
And the staff.
And the staff. The sound of Moby. How does my heart, or should I say, why does my heart feel so bad? Probably because I've had too much Vindaloo.
Sounds like Richard Attenborough.
I've just
lesser spotted DJ.
I've just been told to sound like Richard Attenborough. The lesser spotted DJ is about to bring a cup of tea. It's a rare artifact, and it must be a well-known fact that this cup of tea has not been, this cup has not been washed for a long time. Anyway, we're going to move on to the middle of the section of the show. This is what we call the jukebox jury. That's why we have a jukebox in the middle of the bed. Three DJs and a jukebox. So, I'll just read out the letter I've got here. Dear Central Radio, can you please play our new song? It's called Stars. Signed, Jim, from the band The Shebangs. We're from the Whittle, and we want to be big and famous. So, if you play this, maybe we will. Well, we'll give it a whirl, and then we'll have a little chat about what we think of this. And this is The Shebangs, and they're a five-piece band based in the Whittle. And as you know, on Central, we always like to play local talent. So here we go. The Shebangs. 2, 3, 4, 5. there you have it. That's the Shebangs and a song called Stars, and that's on a demo that's available on their website, myspace.com/theshebangsuk. Did all right there, didn't I? All in one breath. You know, imagine putting that on a t-shirt. That'd be a big t-shirt, or a badge. That'd be like a 10-foot badge, wouldn't it? You know, like when one of them badges where you are 40 and it's like almost bigger than your own head. That's a big badge there. Anyway, that's the Shebangs, and that's a local band, average age 17, and I believe they've been together for just over 12 months now. I actually quite like that. I think that's got commercial. It's definitely got commercial potential. It's a hot tune, says Brian Grant. But we'll get a little bit more of an in-depth chat with Brian Grant. I believe there's a five-piece band, two guitars, bass, and drums, and vocals. I can't fault that song, actually. I think it was about 4 minutes. Even if you crush that down to 3 minutes, it's still a catchy tune. There's a lot going on there. I'll pass the mic over to DJ Alien, and he'll have a little think and a little show and tell of what he thinks on that tune by the Shebangs.
Thank you, Mr. Paul Hunt. I thought, you know, for their age, I thought it was really good. You know, you can't knock when you hear stuff like that, and then you hear how old they are. You can't knock that at all. And I think obviously people should go out and support live music and live young bands more anyway, because you know, we've got to keep music live. And also, oh, I've lost my train of thought now. What was I going to say? It does remind me of, do you remember on all the early days of these punk bands that before they come famous, it was not unlike any that, you know, something that they'd write and record as well. So I mean, on that level, I'd say they're doing really well.
So who did he remind you of? I mean, I'm getting kind of feelings of influences like Big Country meets kind of like the Buzzcocks. What do you think on that?
Definitely, yeah. And you know, little tinges of very early Simple Minds as well.
Yeah, a bit of
U2 in there, yeah, all early these early bands who started out much like that.
I mean, you hear the beginning riff, like it sounds like a very high pitched bass line, something Joy Division and New Order. It was like a very common approach that they used to have, where they'd tune the bass very high, to almost to the point where it was like a lead guitar. And you can hear that in the, as I say, the intro to the tune there.
Yeah, yeah, Peter Hook was famous for that with his bass, like, with that kind of space sound in New Order, wasn't he? Yeah, it was good. I think you can't knock that for their age, not at all.
I don't even think age has got anything to do with it. I just think it's either a good song or there isn't. And I just think it's a good tune. Age, you know, regardless. I mean, if I was 21 and put that together, I just think it's great.
No, but I was just thinking, you know, if I mean, when going back to when I was that age, I wouldn't be able to write songs like that. No way. So I think, you know, look, when you look at their age and where they're up to and what they're doing now, I think that's great.
I think he likes it. Anyway, pass ourselves on to Brian Grant. Brian, the Shebangs, and a song called Stars. So what's your feelings on that? Local band, local talent, based in the Wirral.
Yeah, I have to agree with Alan. DJ Alien. Sorry. With that, absolutely fantastic. Really, really brilliant stuff. And good luck, lads. I think you're going to go far with that. I think you're a good little group of songwriters there. And you play the instruments rather well as well. Well done. Good stuff.
Well, there you go. It's on Central Radio. We like to promote local talent, and that gets the thumbs up. Thumbs up, yeah. Well done, chaps. And that's Stars by the Shebangs, and hopefully we'll be getting more demos from them and any other bands in the foreseeable future. Moving on to our next jukebox song. This is a couple of lads from Basildon who've done quite well for themselves, and it's the sound of the Depeche Mode. When it's ready.
Wrong. 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 I was born with the wrong side, in the wrong ass, with the wrong ascendancy. I took the wrong road to
to the wrong drum with the wrong scum, missing out the wrong energy, using all the wrong lines and the wrong signs with the wrong intensity. I was on the wrong page of the wrong book with the wrong rendition of the wrong look with the wrong look. Every wrong line with the wrong two plans in the sound of it right there.
Well, there you go. There's the sound of Depeche Mode. So what do we think, boys? Sound of Depeche Mode.
Well, obviously, if you're a big Depeche Mode fan, then obviously you love anything that they release anyway. I found it I mean, obviously it's well-recorded, well-produced and sung and this, that and the other, but I just found it a tad boring myself. But then again, it could be one of them growers where you need to hear it a few times. But on first listen, a little bit boring, but there you go. How about you, Mr. Grant?
Is that their latest one, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, to be honest, I didn't like that. I thought that was a little bit miserable. It sounded a bit like, what was that song where they, Reach Out, is it? Was that what it was called? Reach Out? It sounded a bit like that, but to be
honest.
Personal Jesus, that's right. Gotta be honest, I'm not a fan of that song, sorry to say.
Okay, well, miserable or not, I liked it. I think, don't think I can see that being number one. I don't think I can see it being a top 10. I think it might just scrape the top 20. But,
depends on how many avid fans they've got, it could actually go to number 10 or number one, because don't forget the charts, the way it is now with downloads and stuff, they're not rigged. It is based on truth now, at last. So if, you know, if 20, 30, 50, 100,000 Depeche Mode fans download it straight away, then, you know, they've got a hit.
Well, there you go. You can't mess with the voice of reason. That's DJ Alien. You're in tune to Paul Hunt Radio Hour on Central Radio, Pirate Radio for Merseyside. And that's the end of our jukebox jury. It's kind of, some of us like it, some of us don't. And that's the sound of the Depeche Mode. Going to move on to another local band. They've been strutting their stuff for a while. And this band's called Ladytron. And this is a song called Destroy Everything You Touch.
Destroy me this way, anything that may. everything you touch. You don't feel.
That's the sound of Ladytron, Liverpool band. Me and Brian Grant love this band. We love them so much we've never seen them live. So we're not much of a fan, are we? And I've got a big announcement, actually, lads. I better tell you. I'm going to tell you. Hopefully everyone should come closer to the transistor radio. This is a first. This is a new announcement on the Paul Hunt Radio Hour. If you're listening, Brian Grant, it's no sugar in my tea.
Oh.
No sugar. You can't get the stuff. This is the sound of Shaq, another Liverpool band. A big shout out to everyone on Bootle Forum listening. Bootle Forum website.
Looking round on the faces of dark money, you see me smile, got a piece one now to me. I spy your face, you're expressing your way to see. Heard a look that you love so much for me. I know, messed up again. Fell in love with my red telephone again. Don't wanna see where the coaching arts and steps. No more. Around where the picture's meant for me. Don't need no door, I can see it in the week. Don't wanna see where the white cars come again. Don't wanna see Jimmy Knoxville with the face again. I know I'm messed up again. My telephone's busy all day, 10 to 10. Don't wanna see where my records come. No more.
That's the sound of Shaq, and some of them used to be in a band called the Pale Fountains. You remember them, don't you, DJ Alien?
I do. They were great.
They had a tune called Thank You, and what was the other one called?
Good Night.
No, Gene's Not Happening. I've seen Shaq alive a few times, and I must say, cracking band, coming up to nearly the end of my show. About 5 minutes to seven now on the speaking clock.
Hey, get him off his crap!
Like two.
Yeah. the DJ aliens just moved the clock forward there. So I've been robbed of two, three minutes. Get me coast. Yeah. So anyway, big thanks to DJ Alien, and he's going to be with you from 7 till 8. Anyway, let's press this button, see what happens here. Oh, great. Sound of Pearl Jam. This is my final tune. Big thanks to Brian Grant and Jim Brown. And hello. DJ Aliens coming up after this tune. Paul Hunt signing off. Adios. All right.
I got a little story for you. What you thought was your daddy was nothing but a wow. We sit home alone at age 13. The real daddy was dying. Sorry you didn't see him, but I'm glad to talk. Love.